A federal appeals court refuses to hear the appeal of a decision it was legal for the city to sell the land to the local Eagles Club. That ends the legal process as far as Myrna Peacock of La Crosse is concerned. She says maybe the city should sell a part of the park to someone else for another monument.
And if there were another space purchased for something else, maybe for peace, I think that would be something that would be to promote peace, not only in the community but in the world.
Peacock is one of 22 area plaintiffs in the suit filed by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Foundation co-president Dan Barker says it's unlikely the group will take the case to the Supreme Court. Barker says they're closely watching for a decision in other monument cases before the Supreme Court. If it's favorable, Barker says there'll be a lot of work to do since cities and counties still won't voluntarily remove religious icons.
In each case, plaintiffs are going to have to come forward and say, look, here's the law. And it's too bad it has to be that way. Religion does something to people that makes them very positively want to promote and continue to promote their particular religious views. So, we would have really strong teeth then to go after other areas and say, look, these have to be taken down.
Barker says he still considers the lost case with the city of La Crosse a win. He says the city admitted the Ten Commandments monument on government land violated the Constitution when it sold the land to the Eagles Club. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.